Christy Dilloway, Linda Jager, and Stacey Woolley all have paying jobs for at least 3 weeks in Sochi. Jager, who is the press officer for U.S. Biathlon, will be writing press releases and shuttling athletes to interviews during her month-long stay.
Most of my day is spent following the team, whether they're in practice or at competition, and then quickly getting them from competition to interviews with media. So even when they're not competing, they are doing media interviews, usually just more feature stories and connecting with journalist requests and so forth. So it's pretty busy.
Stacey Woolley's going to Sochi on her first assignment with NBC to help announce the biathlon races.
I went to New York and auditioned and won the spot, so I'm so excited. And actually, Linda was a great help getting me prepared for that, and I'm excited to go and represent biathlon. It'll be really tough because they say I have to be unbiased. So when I'm actually on the air, I can't, you know, yell and scream and be happy that the U.S. wins their first medal in history. Of course, I will be, but you have to kind of remain unbiased.
She says she's been preparing for months
and watched a lot of races. And I know German fairly well, and so it was actually really helpful to listen to a lot of the German broadcast because of the they wanted something a little bit different than the CNN. They want more storytelling, and a lot of the German television stations are like that and more conversational. So that was really, really helpful, and I've never done anything like it, but I'm really looking forward to it. I went to New York and auditioned and won the spot, so I'm so excited. And actually, Linda was a great help getting me prepared for that, and I'm excited to go and represent biathlon. It'll be really tough because they say I have to be unbiased. So when I'm actually on the air, I can't, you know, yell and scream and be happy that the U.S. wins their first medal in history. Of course, I will be, but you have to kind of remain unbiased.
Woolley competed in the 1998 Winter Olympics in Nagano in biathlon and says the access that she has with NBC can't be compared.
This was the first time I've been to the Games with an all-access credential. I pretty much was dancing around. When you go as an athlete, you know, you have the Olympic Village, and that's really sacred just for the athletes, and that's really nice. And then when you go as a spectator, as an Olympic or a past Olympian spectator, you kind of get the VIP treatment as well, the red carpet a little bit, and tickets, and, you know, get to go to USA House, that sort of thing. But working for NBC, really nice. We get to stay right at the mountain venue, which is brilliant. And I'm really looking forward to doing all the quote-unquote research that we do. We go about a week early.
Sochi will be Christy Dilloway's fifth Olympics. This year, she's working for Jet Set Sports, the official hospitality provider for the Olympic Games.
They have an agreement with SOCOG, the organizing committee. Sid Dizdarevic, who started the company, he started it after the Sarajevo Games, as a way to package, like a travel agency for Olympics. So he packages together hotel rooms, transportation, airport meet and greet, event tickets, food and beverage events. So if you were bringing, let's say you were bringing Leslie's 40 best friends on a program, you could buy a package that would give you all that at one shot. So it's mostly corporate groups, but there are some high-end individuals who bring groups of friends and have their own Olympic program.
She says the company basically takes over once the guests arrive in Sochi.
So there's a staff at the airport meet and greet, puts you in your transfer to your hotel, all your hotel rooms. A lot of times there's a hospitality suite at your hotel if you buy that. Your event tickets, so there's, you know, one or two events every day, your transportation to and from the events. All the vehicles have the VAP, the vehicle access pass, so you get you know, you're not just dropped off in the public access areas. So all that, it's all packaged together. It just makes it really easy for groups that, like especially a corporate group that's going.
Yeah. She'll get to attend Olympic events with the groups that she's handling. She says she's happy to be able to take the time off with the Egyptian theater to be able to go.
It's certainly nice to get that call, hey, can you work the Olympics? I mean, that's flattering, especially as an event person. There's no bigger event than the Olympics, really, you know, maybe World Cup, but the Olympics is huge. So yeah, it's really exciting to work another one. Russia, I will say, was never high on my list, but the Olympics, wherever it is going to be great. And yeah, of course I get paid. It's funny when people ask me, oh, are you going over to volunteer? I'm like, no.
Linda Jager leaves for Sochi February 2nd, not returning until the end of February. Stacey Woolley leaves on February 1st and will work both the Olympics and Paralympics for NBC. Christy Dilloway leaves on Wednesday for her 3 weeks. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.